Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Hey friends, Shauna here, and it is so easy to get sucked in. Black Friday, Cyber Monday, all the deals coming at you. I must spend money. Well, I want to be that little voice in your head that says, yes, okay, spend money, but hey, let's do this thing the best way possible. Let's be smart about finding deals and then figuring out if it actually is a deal. Luckily, I've got Julie from Deal News and Jay from Raise to help us sort out what we need to know this Black Friday and Cyber Monday. So let's dig in.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
In the words of Matthew McConaughey, all right, all right, all right. Okay, only he says it way better than I do. But really, it is that time of the year, and I have to admit that even I have to put up boundaries and guardrails around my spending because it's so easy to turn one item in my cart into four and $25 into $250 before you know it. And then you've got that decision moment, right? That moment of fury in your head where you're trying to decide, it's $250. I only wanted to spend $25. Do I just go for it, deal with it later, or do I take some things out? And we know which voice wins, right? It's the one that says, just go for it. $250, it's not a big deal. So as I mentioned, I want to be that other voice in your head. this holiday season, and I want to tell you a few things that I hope you just remember. Maybe you can hear me in the very, very back of your head when you're shopping, when you have 500 different links open in browser windows, which I know I am very guilty of doing. There isn't an award for the person that spends the most money. Honestly, you may laugh, but does your cousin care if you spend $20 on a gift or $200 on a gift? Maybe they do, but that's on them. That's not on you. And your friendships, they're not based on how many gifts or the quality of the gifts you give. And if they are, again, that's on them, not on you. Do yourself a favor. Just look at your bank account or your savings account and be realistic with what you can spend. Divide that number up between all the gifts you have to buy and just let that be good enough. If you have debt on a credit card, I want you to think long and hard about putting more debt on that credit card. I've done that myself so many times. I'm going to be the first to raise my hand and to admit to you that I have made that terrible mistake time and time again, and then I've regretted it later. If you do have to spend money on a credit card, just come up with a good payoff plan. I always say if you can get rid of that debt in 3 months, then it's okay. It's not the end of the world. But anything longer than that, it really starts to add on top of itself. And, you know, your $250 spend could turn into $750 before you actually pay it off. And that's not what I want for you. And lastly, I just want you to remember that this may sound so cheesy, but really, you're perfect no matter what your budget is, big or small. Whether you have to get in the kitchen and bake cookies for gifts or you can really lavish someone, it does not define who you are or what you're worth. And I really want that to sink in. It took me so many years to understand this, to get this, but there is so much freedom when you finally understand that it doesn't matter how much money you spend on other people. Yeah, it's nice to buy things. And I love those years where I feel like I have a lot of money and I can go out and really buy gifts for people. But then in the years that I don't, I remember like, this is so crazy because it's not necessarily about how much money we spend. It's just the thought behind the gifts. So be smart. Look at your credit card rewards. Figure out ways that you can still buy gifts, but just do it a little bit smarter. So that's it, my friend. That's all my pep talk. I really want you to enjoy this Black Friday and Cyber Monday. And while you're at it, why not use some of the amazing tips that Julie and Jay have to dish out about ways that you can find the best deals and maybe not so much the best deals? Julie, I'm so excited to have you join the podcast and talk about everybody's favorite day, Black Friday. So thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So, of course, Black Friday was the thing. And then all of the sudden, Cyber Monday started to come. And now it's, well, you can also shop on Thanksgiving Day. So you say that Thanksgiving Day is the best day to shop. Why is that?
Thanksgiving Day is actually when we see the most deals. But really? Also it's when, oh yeah, it was kind of surprising to me too. Like, but That's just when we see the most deals. And I think it's partially because a bunch of stores will start their sales early. So even though they might not open their doors for Thanksgiving, they're like, here, shop online. You can get doorbusters right now.
So like in between the awkward family moments, you can be also shopping, right? Apparently.
Oh, yes. That's the way to do it, too. I know all about awkward family moments.
I think we all have a story or two, right? That's what makes Thanksgiving so great is just you never know what's going to happen.
Of course. You just got to wait and see who's going to open their mouth first and what they're going to say.
Right. Yeah. So, okay. So we've got Thanksgiving, but can you break down like what days are the best days to buy certain items? Like if we're looking for home goods or electronics or beauty items, are there certain days that are better for us to purchase those than others?
In our research, we've kind of seen these trends where there are certain categories that are better for certain days. Mm. But I also don't want people to think that that day is the only day they can get that thing. Because we will see deals across like all the categories from Thanksgiving through Cyber Monday and then even beyond too, because Cyber Week is a thing now.
Apparently, right? We're just going to turn the entire month, right, into shopping. I mean, that's just what we do. Like, let's just make it soon there'll be a name or acronym for that.
I'm waiting for that. I'm waiting for like Black November to become a thing.
It sounds so terrible, though. The idea of like,
I know, right?
Like, who came up with that? Couldn't we come up with a nice, jovial, joyous name for our shopping? Instead, we have to make it sound really ominous. But you know, everybody is, I think, really tuned into electronics. That seems to be at least, from doing this podcast for 5 years, what people ask me the most questions about. So are there certain electronics where there actually are deals and ones that there aren't, or is that hard to figure out?
Oh, no, there's some really great deals for Black Friday this year for electronics, things that we were just totally not expecting. So like the one thing that I keep going to, and I think it's because this one just blew my mind so completely, is that Best Buy is going to have a Samsung 70-inch TV for $550.
Wow.
And that is just ridiculously cheap.
Yeah. So do these, when these stores have these types of deals, is there like a limited quantity that is associated with the deal, or is it just that's the deal?
If you're shopping in store, it seems like there's always going to be a limited quantity. I would assume there's always a limited quantity, but then I also don't like to shop in store on Black Friday. So could not pay me to go out, but that's fine. And even online, there may be quantities limited to say you can only buy a certain number per person or something like that. So if it's a doorbuster, yeah, I would assume it's going to be pretty limited.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And that idea of buying online versus buying in store, I mean, most of us just loathe going into the store. I know right now I actually have to go to the mall to return something. And my husband's like,
oh God,
why did you do that? Why didn't you just buy that thing online? I'm like, I'm sorry. But I think a lot of us feel that panic about actually going out to shop. Are there better deals online versus in store? Are those sort of the same deals? Like, how do retailers separate those two things?
It's actually really cool. So a few years ago, we were seeing still like a significant amount of deals that were in store only. And it's like, okay, well, clearly Best Buy wants you to spend more money. So they're going to make this really great deal in store only. So you have to come in and get it. But we've kind of seen those taper off so that a lot of the really good deals are available in store and online now. And yeah, especially since they start on Thanksgiving, you have like an extra window to go ahead and jump on it and grab it before it goes on sale again on Black Friday.
It's so sneaky. It feels so sneaky to me.
It is. It really is.
And of course, everyone's love for Apple. Does Apple actually have deals?
Apple does not have deals. If you shop elsewhere for Apple, you can find great deals.
Interesting.
But I have a friend that actually works for an Apple store, so it's very funny to talk to her because she's very passionate about the company and everything. But at the same time, even she will admit, like, no, mm-hmm, I can get this elsewhere. If she didn't have to worry about an employee discount, of course she's going to use that. But if she will be one of the first ones to say, like, oh, no, I saw this for a really good deal at Costco or something like that. So she understands that Apple will not make discounts on their own. And even for Black Friday, we have heard nothing about their Black Friday sale yet. But even so, I mean, like, I'm expecting gift cards to be bundled with items, and that's as far as the sale will go.
Interesting. So if you're looking for some sort of Apple item, you're probably better off trying to find it at one of these stores that is offering some sort of discount or deal versus going straight to Apple.
Oh, absolutely. Go to Walmart. I'm not a fan of Walmart, but go to Walmart.
Walmart, though, is they're coming around, right? I mean, they're really starting to be, I've read some articles lately, they're starting to be really competitive with Target and trying to understand how now Target has taken a lot of market share away from some of these other stores because they're doing some really innovative things.
Yeah, it was interesting when Walmart finally released its Black Friday ad, because in so many ways it's undercutting Target's Black Friday prices, and it may just be by like a couple of dollars, or it could be something really crazy like offering a much bigger gift card for a new like iPhone 11 purchase or whatever. And it's just interesting to see how they've tried to sort of make their deals better on as many fronts as they can. And yeah, sometimes it's as simple as having a 65-inch TV for $278 versus the one that Target's going to have for $280. But they also have the best deal we've seen on the Apple Watch Series 3, because they're going to have that for $129 on Black Friday.
Wow.
That blew our expectations just completely out of the water.
Do you find that most people... I don't know if you have any research around this, but do you find that most people say they love a favorite store, whether that's Amazon or Target or Walmart, and they'll just go straight to that store for the specific deals versus shopping around? Or do you find that all of the buzz around Black Friday, Cyber Monday, all of those shopping days, that people are starting to get the idea that they need to shop around?
I feel like it comes down to people wanting to be able to shop in one place and get it all done at once rather than having to jump around to get the best price. Mm-hmm. But I do think people are realizing now that if you want the best price, there's going to come a time where you have to hit five different websites or whatever to get the best price on everything that you're looking for.
Right. And play with your browser windows too, because that's a thing.
Yes. Yes, I was so surprised to find that out. But you can see different prices sometimes if you try shopping in an incognito window. And it's not a guarantee. It doesn't always work. But I was like, oh my God, I feel so lied to.
Right? It's so fascinating. Yes, the internet people, I'll call them, are always watching us. So there's always these interesting hacks. So are there any other strategies you guys have at Deal News of how to get the best deals during this Black Friday week? If let's say we're making our list and we've got to buy however many gifts for people, are there any strategies of how we actually go about getting the best deal?
So I think once you make the list, the best thing is don't be super specific. It sort of helps if you have a little wiggle room, because if something sells out or you find a better price on something similar but not quite the same item, then it frees you up to grab that instead. But also, I mean, I'm a huge fan of spreadsheets. So I make my own spreadsheet for Black Friday every year. And I do watch our deals and watch our prices and everything to see what has been the best, so that I know when the Black Friday ads come out, oh no, we saw that cheaper earlier in the year. Or hey, that's the best price we've seen this entire year.
Yeah. So you have the added help of having all the back end research that most of us consumers don't have. But yeah, I think a spreadsheet is great. I mean, I always tell people if you just list out who you need to buy for and maybe how much you want to spend for each person, it's not a fail safe, but at least it tries to keep you within some sort of boundary.
Yeah. And I feel like that gives you a little bit more, or I guess it takes a little bit of the stress away, to be like, I want to spend $25 on this person, rather than saying, I want to get this very specific thing for this person, and then finding out that it's sold out everywhere and you can't find it. And all of a sudden you're hitting the panic button being like, what do I get them now?
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like that happens a lot with children's toys and things, where the child's like, I have to have this one thing, and then it sells out and parents are just like, oh my God, what am I going to do?
Yeah, every time I think about that, I can only remember that scene from Jingle All the Way where they're just like fighting over the dolls.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I love that. I love that. So are there any other big finds that you think are going to be on sale for Black Friday that people should know about?
So there's going to be a few stores that have the latest iPad for around $250. So if you want that, that's a really good price on that one. We thought it would only hit like $300. TVs are definitely a good pick. There's a lot of good, strong TV deals at Best Buy and even Costco too. And if you want a Fitbit, maybe consider becoming a Kohl shopper.
Really?
Yes. There's several models that are going to be on sale at Kohl's, and they're also going to up their Kohl's Cash earnings during that time. So you'll get $15 in Kohl's Cash for every 50 spent. So you get a little bit more of that reward back. And yeah, they've got models on sale that just came out in September. So I was incredibly surprised to see that.
Interesting. Yeah, I haven't heard the Kohl's name in quite a long time. So that's great to hear. Are there certain items or categories of items that you see that really don't go on sale during Black Friday?
There are certain brands, I would say. So, like, Nintendo is one that we kind of always look at as, if we see deals on it, that's great, but we're not expecting to. And sure enough, this year they upgraded their hardware for the Switch system. So whereas last year we were seeing Switch bundles for as low as $275, this year they're all hovering around that $300 mark, which is basically list price for the console. And there's one in particular one that is offering Mario Kart 8 with it at several stores. So the thing is, though, is that at that price point, it's like, well, we wish it was a little bit cheaper. But since they just upgraded the hardware, that's just not happening right now. The big surprise for me came this morning, actually, when I was looking at GameStop's ad. And they're going to have that same Switch bundle as well as the Nintendo Switch Lite for list price. But they're also including a $25 gift coupon. And that is kind of like getting a gift card for free with it. Yeah. So I was like, okay, that does actually seem appealing.
Yeah. That's great to know. I know that there are a lot of people out there that are definitely looking for those gaming deals. So Julie, if you would have to sum it up, like maybe one thing for us to remember when we're shopping on Black Friday, what would it be?
First of all, I would probably say shop on Thanksgiving instead, because we will see the most deals that day. But if you're shopping on Black Friday and something sells out, don't panic. With the exception of a few things, most deals are going to be available elsewhere at the same price, if not a very close price. So you should be able to track it down.
Yeah, that's great. So I'd love for you to tell them a little bit about Deal News and where they can go to find out more information.
So Deal News is a deal finding site. We have a team of people that scour the internet every day to see if they can find the best deals. When they find them, they list them. And we provide some historical context about, you know, this is the best deal we've seen all year. This is the best deal since last Black Friday. And even if it's something that isn't quite the best deal, we will say it's still strong. But, you know, we saw it for $5 cheaper 2 months ago or something like that. And we offer the opportunity to set up alerts and things like that. You can come sign up for our newsletter. You can come sign up for the sweepstakes we're currently hosting. And all that can be done at dealnews.com.
The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited. And it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family and you want to do the best for them, but vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/etm and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/etm and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off.
One of our most popular episodes this year was called Sneaky Ways to Build Wealth with Jay Klominzer, the CEO of Raise. And I had to bring him back on the show to bring us some money-saving tips for Cyber Monday. Did you know that Cyber Monday has become more popular than any other online shopping day in the U.S.? That's crazy. I mean, this day was invented just like it felt like a few years ago. And now all of a sudden, it's the most popular day. What's the biggest deal to be had? Interesting enough, the experts say Apple AirPods are expected to see deep discounts on Cyber Monday. And one thing to think about, while Amazon is known for, of course, having Cyber Monday deals, it's probably where my fingers are going to go first on Cyber Monday. Insiders also say that Amazon actually saves a lot of their real deals for Prime Day. So the moral of the story is just shop around before you hit buy now. And Jay's got some other great tips to help us save some cash this Cyber Monday. Jay, thank you so much for joining us again on the podcast. It's so great to have you here and talk about everyone's favorite day, Cyber Monday.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. I'm really excited for Cyber Monday as well.
Yeah, I feel like Cyber Monday just kind of came out of the blue. Like, even a few years ago, we weren't really focusing on Cyber Monday. It was like Black Friday. And now all of a sudden, the focus tends to shift a little bit more towards Cyber Monday. So I'm curious, are there more deals to be had on Cyber Monday? Or is it kind of spread out between Black Friday and Cyber Monday?
It is kind of spread out. I think what you see retailers do is focus on in-store on Black Friday, try to have those doorbuster deals to get everybody in. And they kind of use Cyber Monday as the kickoff of their online sale season for the holidays.
Right, right. So what sort of deals should we expect on Cyber Monday? Like, are there certain things that we should spend our money on and maybe certain things we should avoid?
You know, it really depends on retail. They all have different strategies for how they're going to approach the season. But in general, you'll find some of the best deals on all categories on Cyber Monday. And you'll see other categories split out between Cyber Monday and the actual holiday. So it really depends. My advice to everybody is shop around. You know, if you're looking for a specific product, always check a couple of different sites because chances are they'll have different prices.
Right. Yeah. So the important message there is it's really easy to get like sucked into something that you think is a deal, but spending a few extra minutes to kind of look around really can give you the feel of, okay, this is a deal or this is not a deal.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually use a couple of different apps. Wikibuy and Honey are two examples where they'll actually do the comparison shopping for you. So on certain sites that they have it activated, they'll go ahead and look at the exact product you're looking at on multiple sites to tell you if you can find it at a lower price elsewhere. So I always try to kind of take some shortcuts to make sure I'm getting the best deals.
Oh, wait, tell me a little bit about Wikibuys and Honey.
Yeah, so they're both just browser extensions. And as an example, on Wikibuy, you can go to multiple sites. I often use it most on Amazon just because they have the widest selection. And literally, it shows up right on the product page that it's checking other sites for other prices. And if there is something at a lower price, it'll actually just link you right to it. So you can pop off the page you're on right to that other retailer. So it just takes the guesswork and time out of comparison shopping.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. So do you have any other great money-saving tips for us for Cyber Monday?
I think there's a few. Yeah. I always, for some of my favorite retailers, in advance, I'll sign up for their email list, and they're definitely will be sending lots of emails on Cyber Monday. I think I had over 50 last year. So you can see, you know, what are they pitching as their biggest sale? So that's one big one. I also, you know, as I mentioned earlier, these retailers have different pricing strategies throughout the holiday. So I often will take advantage of the price match. And so if I buy it at, you know, a certain retailer, I'll keep looking through the course of the season, especially for those bigger ticket items, to see if the prices are cheaper. And you can actually go in store and get the price match right there. So I'll do that a lot. And of course, I am a huge proponent of shopping at Raise because, you know, we have discounted or cashback gift cards at over 4,000 retailers. So chances are wherever you're going to be buying, come to Raise first and you can get an even further discount.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about like Raise for maybe listeners who didn't hear our episode that we did on Raise. Like, tell me how Raise works and like maybe how you could use Raise as a strategy come Black Friday, Cyber Monday.
Yeah, definitely. So Raise is really simple. It's raise.com or download our mobile app. And we have two different ways to use Raise. The first is discounted gift cards. And these are from people like you and me who list their unwanted or unused gift cards at a discount. And for the seller, that gets them instant liquidity so they can convert those unused gift cards into cash. And for the buyer, you're taking advantage of that and getting a discount. So that's one way to use Raise. We also have a product called ExactPay, which for about 200 special retailers, you can type in exactly how much you need to spend, and we'll give you a gift card for exactly that amount. So if you're at checkout someplace, GameStop is an example. I'll be doing quite a bit of shopping there this year. You get 6.5% cash back on that purchase, and I can type in exactly how much I need to spend. And just a few seconds later, you've got a barcode or code that you can put in online, so you get instant cash back.
Wow. Yeah, that's awesome. Because I think, we typically think about cashback when we're using maybe a certain credit card, but everyone loves cashback. So being able to just spend a few extra minutes and figuring out cashback at certain retailers, I mean, that's real money in your pocket.
Yeah, I mean, I joined Raise for a reason. I love to find deals. And so I'll often, I'll use my cashback credit card on Raise. So I'm getting cashback on my credit card. Then I'm getting cashback using the gift card that I got through Raise. I'll often buy through, an affiliate like Honey or Rakuten. And so I've automatically got three sources of additional savings on top of what the retailer's already doing for their holiday sales. So it really is and pays back to shop smart over the holidays.
Yeah, I'm so happy that you brought that up because I always talk to people about you can find money in your bank account. Like it exists. There are ways that you can go about shopping smarter, especially when it comes up to the holidays, where you can literally like cultivate extra money. And that, I mean, it really starts to add up, even if it's like $5 here and $10 here. I mean, it starts to be enough significant money that it could help pay for other holiday gifts or whatever it might be.
Exactly. I mean, that's what we do. We save our customers money. And that's the whole intent of Raise, was give yourself a raise. Because, even a dollar here or there, as you mentioned, it does add up. And maybe you can get that extra gift for somebody, or maybe you can get them a nicer or more expensive gift using the same amount of money. And so I think my recommendation to everybody I talk with is just be smart. It just takes a few extra seconds to use some of the tools we talked about, including Raise, and you can get more money in your pocket.
Yeah. And I'm also kind of curious. I read this article the other day about kind of warning people that if they do have credit card debt, to really think about how they're spending their money this holiday season and to think about if they're racking up more debt or, just to like really think out this process. Where do you think, I mean, this is just kind of an opinion question, but where do you think people get trapped in the Black Friday, Cyber Monday? I mean, is it really just like this mind manipulation that the retailers do to us that we feel like we have to buy on these days?
Marketers are paid well for a reason. they are. It's not necessarily manipulation. It is trying to capture the dollars that are going to be spent over the holiday season. And so, they'll pull you in. The doorbuster sales are a great example. People line up the night before. In some cases, actually, some of the retailers are opening on Thanksgiving. They line up the night before to get that one special thing. And oh, by the way, while they're in their store, they're going to buy 10 or 15 other gifts. So I don't think it's manipulation. I think there's a pie of spend out there, and every retailer is doing their best to get it.
Yeah, that makes sense. So how should then somebody as a consumer think about it from a, spending smart strategy? Like what strategy or what suggestions would you give to someone about setting up their budget for Cyber Monday?
Yeah, I think of it all comes down to planning, not just in the tools and sites that you use to save money, but while it takes some time, I always recommend making a list. Who do you need to buy for? What are the types of things you want to get? Maybe even put the exact products you want so that you can plan out your shopping ahead of time so that you don't get into, not necessarily gimmicks, but you don't fall for some of the marketing tactics that are intended to get you to spend more money. So that's one, plan ahead. And two, set a budget. And it's very easy when you see you've got extra limit on your credit card just to think, oh, I'll pay that off in a few months. But that, I think that's where people get trapped, is they think they have more money to spend than they do. And then all of a sudden they get that bill in January and it's sticker shock. So, you know, set a budget and stick to it is another really good way to make sure you don't get trapped.
Yeah, we want to avoid the like January 2nd moment of like severe panic that comes over a lot of people when they look at their credit card bills and they're like, wait a minute, I spent what? And so tell me, like, raise as well. So if we're in the holidays and maybe we're getting gifts, a lot of people like to give gift cards. And let's say we get gift cards that we don't want to use this gift card. So how can we use raise then to sell that gift card for something that we do want?
Yeah, it's really easy. You just come to our website and right at the top, there's a couple of options, either buy gift cards or sell gift cards. You'll click that sell gift card link. You'll put in a little bit of information about yourself and the card you want to sell, what discount you want to sell it at, and click list. And, you know, our average card sells in just a few days. So as soon as that card sells, you'll get money right in your bank account.
I love it. That sounds so easy. So Jay, tell us, is there maybe one thing that you can think about that we should remember come Cyber Monday?
I mentioned it a bit before, but always comparison shop. It's really easy to find that one product that's got a special deal at one retailer, and then they get you at full price on all the other gifts you're going to do. So if you've got the time, go ahead and plan out that list and don't be afraid to check multiple sites for each item on your list.
Very sneaky. Well, Jay, this has been great. Tell us where we can go to find out more about Raise.
Sure, absolutely. Either go to the App Store on your phone, both Google, Android, as well as iOS, and search for Raise, or come to our website, raise.com, RAISE.com, and happy shopping.
I'm sending all my good shopping vibes your way. I hope you can feel them. Nothing would make me more happy than if Black Friday, Cyber Monday, you score amazing deals. You're able to buy all the gifts you want in your budget and you walk away with a big smile on your face. That's happiness to me. Thanks so much for checking out this episode. If you have a friend or a relative that you know is going to be shopping, share this episode with them so they can also bask in all of the amazing tips. I'll see you back here in a few days for a fresh new episode.